Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to remind you that coming up April 24th, make that 26th, is the 24th annual Earth Day celebration. It's on the square, 10 to 2. Check out the Kids Zone, get hands-on games and activities, free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. And they're going to have their electric griddle food truck out, cooking up those gourmet grilled cheese for free. So you don't want to miss that. That's worth the go anyway. Brian Barrett here along with our friends from the United Way of South Central Tennessee. Yeah.
That's right.
Old habits. What I was about to say was Rutherford and Cannon counties, but we just we're kind of talking about that. Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So you are the Vice President of Marketing and Major Events.
Yes, a lot of things. Marketing, communication, events.
Is there a major event we're going to talk about today?
There is. We're going to be talking about United Way Volunteer Days, and that's why we've also got our friend Chad Hill from Volunteer Bank. We are so excited. They have sponsored our Volunteer Connect program for several years now, and they'll be sponsoring this event as we get volunteers out in the community in April.
How about that? Well, Chad, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be here.
So Volunteer Days and Volunteer Bank, it just seems like it just goes right together.
Intentional and purposeful. Hey, none of us can do as much on our own as we can do with a lot of people together.
Sure, absolutely.
And volunteerism is really a major driver for our friends at United Way, and how our name resonates in its brand. As we've recently done a brand refresh, volunteer in its name just so matches well and perfectly with what we want to do with United Way and what we've been doing now for 6-7 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
With our Volunteer Connect program.
So tell me a little bit about Volunteer Bank, and some people may recognize it as Volunteer State Bank, but you've all recently gone through a refresh.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brian. We are a unique industry animal here in our backyard. And what I mean by that in the banking sector is we are one of the only banks out of 60 in Middle Tennessee that is owned by one person, that was started here locally by one family, and has actually a legacy birthed out of Portland, Tennessee, just north of Nashville in Sumner County.
Wow.
48 years ago. And we're just kind of new kids on the block in Rutherford County. And we just started here about 10 years ago. And the name was founded, if you look at the Volunteer State Bank, we just rebranded it. But state hasn't disappeared. This is our backyard. We want to be the go-to community bank. And we're doing a lot of things to put volunteer in people's minds, in their eyes. Our signage has been redone, as you've seen, driving around town. But the word state is actually magic-eyed into the V of volunteer. And if you look in the light-colored portion, all we did was take a bulky stacked logo. We took the kind of the half-circle stars away, and we took the shape of the state. And the light blue portion of the V is the state. And so Volunteer Bank is still honoring its longtime roots and progressing and modernizing and refreshing to identify with everything, Brian, from boomers down to zoomers. And we have to refresh ourselves to make ourselves relevant and current and spicy. And it's about that. But we're still the same people that aren't just about being in the community. Part of our modus operandi is being the community. And that's why we're very proud with our United Way sponsorship that's, as you pointed out, gone from 2 counties to 7.
Yeah.
And we have a big, big event that we're proud to get some time with you today and your listeners and just promote this. And if you've ever thought about wanting to volunteer, we have something perfect for you that we want to discuss further today.
So Volunteer Days, United Way Volunteer Days, is Friday the 25th of April and Saturday the 26th, right?
Yes.
So as Chad was saying, there's something for everyone. So kind of give us a broad brush of, you know, what opportunities that are there, Haley.
Yeah. So I just want to share, we did 2 days because we wanted to make this event accessible for, you know, we're talking about boomers and zoomers.
That's a wide range, Brian.
You know, volunteerism is important for a different range of individuals by age and career types. You can have students. So we wanted to have, you know, a Friday opportunity and a Saturday opportunity available. We have numerous projects. So we have organized agencies in all 7 of our counties, and so any nonprofit agency could put their need or their project request on our Volunteer Connect website, UnitedWayVolunteer.org, on one of these 2 days, and we are just really encouraging volunteers to look at those projects and see what is a good fit for them. You know, just looking at several of the opportunities that are already listed up there, of course, there's, you know, the landscaping projects, because we're getting in, we'll be in spring, so we want all these, you know, Kamari House and several other organizations, you know, have landscaping opportunities to get out, get your hands dirty, get in some mulch. We also have a kids carnival. We also have a senior center that is wanting to host kind of a senior prom, and they want some to come in and help decorate and kind of help the staff with doing this prom for their senior residents. So there's really kind of an array of volunteer opportunities, like I said, for people of all ages and all abilities. And so we just want to, it came from the place of celebrating National Volunteer Week, which is that week, April 20th through April 26th. So it's kind of the culmination of that and just really driving the spirit of volunteerism and organizing an opportunity for everybody to get on the community and make a difference.
You know, if you've never been onto the website UnitedWayVolunteer.org, it is so well laid out because you can find Beasley Animal Foundation. Mm-hmm. If you're a pet lover, whatever, you can go on there. And I think the kind of the method is to become a fan of that organization, and then you get updates on volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, I actually like to refer to it as kind of like a dating for volunteering, and I actually heard Chad refer to it as that the other day as well. So yeah. I feel better about that reference.
That's what I called it. You know, this concept, Brian, was this is how we forged our original togetherness with United Way and Volunteer Bank is. About 8 years ago, I went to the leadership and executive director of United Way, and I said, hey, we're new in town, and I don't know where we're going, but if we can just have a little bit of measure of success, it might be kind of special, and we just want to be a pebble in the community that drops in and ripples into positivity. And I said, I want to come up with something that is going to be here after we're gone. And we came up with this force and this system of Volunteer Connect, mm-hmm. brought by Volunteer Bank, and it is the volunteer system that matches up these dating opportunities where there's over 60 nonprofits that this amazing organization that we have in our backyard provides services and funding and volunteers for. One person, like I said a while ago, can't do as much as many, and this system takes all the volunteers that want to help Beasley Foundation,
right,
that want to help Kamara House, that want to help one of the other 60 plus in 7 counties, and it matches up. If you put in there and you register in with Volunteer Connect, mm-hmm. and it will match up something. I'm a pet lover. I have a carpentry trade skill. I'm a really good painter. I like to mulch.
I'm looking to volunteer on this specific day or specific time. It's a great opportunity for a lot of our students who are looking for volunteer hours before the end of the school year or for college applications or the Tennessee Promise. You know, they can filter it out by their availability. So I think there's a lot of ways to utilize the Volunteer Connect platform.
Sure. So, and Brian, Volunteer Connect has morphed its way up through COVID. Right. Something that seems 20 years ago that we literally, this past week, if people didn't realize, this past week was the exact 5-year anniversary of the announcement of the pandemic.
Mm.
And there was an event that United Way, as a 30-year volunteer myself, back in the old allocations committee, there was an event called Days of Action.
Right.
And it went away. A lot of things went away with COVID. This is actually a reboot version of that with a multi-day opportunity if people can't make themselves available on Friday. We have a lot of schools that mm-hmm. you were talking about. Maybe they're getting together. I've got friends at Central Magnet, and they're putting some stuff together for Saturday. So this is a reboot effort of that, and all the people can go through the Volunteer Connect system and get registered. What we're looking for is targeting 30 nonprofits and 300 volunteers over this 2-day span to just make the biggest amount of difference we can and just love on people, serving and loving.
Yeah, and some of the things are physical, like, you know, the landscaping. Others are, you know, maybe helping to clean around. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are all kinds of opportunities. So whatever you think would best fit, right?
Absolutely. You can go on there. You can click on the Volunteer Days initiative and see just what's available for the 25th and the 26th. But of course, we are promoting this platform year round for any time you want to volunteer. But for this specific opportunity that we're talking about today, it's just this initiative to really get people out and celebrate volunteering in the volunteer state during National Volunteer Week, Volunteer Days with Volunteer Bank. So we love volunteering around here.
Well, I mean, we are the volunteer state,
we
might as well embrace that, right? So you do have a goal. I mean, you're on your way toward that goal, I'm sure, of volunteers and agencies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have we currently have about 15 agencies signed up. We in the 7-county state, we are still accepting agencies that have projects that they need fulfilled. So we are hoping to have about 30 agencies and about 150 volunteers across that 7-county area. And I think we're going to have more volunteers. Of course, everybody starts thinking the weather gets nice, you want to get out, and find some things to do to support the community. So those are our goals. We would love to surpass those, but you know, more than anything, we just want to see people out in the community giving back. One thing that I think is interesting is we say you can't put a dollar or a value on volunteer time, but you can. Statistically, a volunteer's hour is worth about $33 an hour. And so that is just, you think about it, that's money that you are saving and nonprofit agency from having to hire out that help. So and just really providing that value and that support in a tough time.
Well, kind of run through the gamut here one more time before our mm-hmm. time gets away of how to sign up to volunteer, the dates and all of that here for United Way Volunteer Days.
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteer Days is coming up Friday, April 25th and April 26th on Saturday. You can sign up as a nonprofit agency with a project that you need done those days, or you can sign up to be a volunteer at UnitedWayVolunteer.org. We are excited to have people out in the community giving back. We are excited to be a part of this initiative with Volunteer Bank.
Yeah, and we are, Brian, going to have a gathering kickoff to start those 2 days. We're excited that we're going to have a launch for the event of Volunteer Days. We're going to do it that Friday morning. We're going to be at the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce on Medical Center Parkway. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some refreshments. We're going to have some gathering. What we find is, as it gets closer, if someone hasn't registered and you have this kickoff and these launch parties, somebody brings a friend, they bring a family member, and then, you know, one person turns into five or
yeah.
five people turn into 10. And we love that. And that's another reason why we just want to get everyone in one place to kick this off. Our friends at the Chamber were kind enough to let that be our centrally located position to what time on Friday the 25th are we doing that?
About 8 o'clock, so okay. Right before we get all those volunteers opportunities started.
Yeah, get them out, get them some good refreshments, and then out to work, right?
Absolutely.
UnitedWayVolunteer.org is where you can find information about this, and we'll put links in the podcast section when we get the show up and ready to go. I appreciate you both being here.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Chad Hill from Volunteer Bank, and of course from the United Way, Haley Adams joining us here on Rutherford Issues.